Good morning. Welcome to House Revenue. Open our workstation, House Bill 3575. You may have thought that we already passed this bill, and we did, but it's going to come back for one more visit. And Dick, why don't you tell us what we need to change in before we go through the parliamentary motions?
You have three things before you. The bill itself, which is a dash 8 amendments this time, and a brief description of what those amendments do. Basically, they address two questions. The one that needed to be addressed is the question of the timing of the distribution of the privilege taxes that are paid and distributed to the school funds. The problem was that they were put into the timber tax account for the full fiscal year and then distributed in the following fiscal year, and that sort of caused essentially the money to shift from the one biennium to the next at the end of the fiscal year, which includes the biennium. So the draft simply says that those monies that are going to school, the amount will be determined as of May 15th of the fiscal year and distributed by the end of the month. So they are in the current fiscal year, and they will be included then in the determination of the school fund grant. And that makes the bill essentially revenue neutral for the first biennium, which was a requirement. The second issue addressed was, as long as the bill is being amended, revisit the question of maximum assessed value. Now, there are, of course, constitutional constraints on your ability statutorily to change maximum assessed value. And so, you know, they had a group, essentially, of lawyers get together and try to decide the best way and the safest way, in some sense, to do this. The procedure adopted is essentially the same that was in the Dash 4 amendments, which provided for two changes in maximum assessed value. During the phase-in, it changed to mirror the change in assessed value, i.e. went to 75%. And at the end of the phase-in, then it goes to 100%. The Dash 7 amendments, the ones that you passed out, made one change, which went to 100%. This does two things. It includes the word specially assessed in a number of places to try to make it clear that forest land is specially assessed, and that's to try and preserve the ability to change maximum assessed value when you disqualify it from that special assessment. And the other thing it does is to make the two changes, the second occurring after the department has had time to do its study and make a determination of the real market value of forest land and perhaps change that statutorily and then adjust the maximum assessed values after that change.
That would be 03, 04?
Yes.
All right. And what about the interim studying report? Is that a change also?
Just the date at which the values would take effect.
Okay. Everybody in the industry okay with these changes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, then the chair moves for rule suspension to reconsider the vote by which we moved House Bill 3575 out of the committee. Is there any objection? Okay, rules are suspended. The bill has been back before us, is that correct? The chair would move adoption of the Dash 8 amendments.
Do you want a motion to reconsider first?
We have to
we suspended the rules. Okay, move to reconsider the vote by which we passed House Bill 3575. Any discussion, objection? Okay, the bill is now before us again. So the chair would move adoption of the Dash 8 amendments into House Bill 3575, thereby replacing the Dash 7s, which we previously adopted.
Correct.
Any discussion? Yeah, Representative.
Mr. Chair, just a question for Dick. Looking at the revenue impact,
yes.
Why does it show a revenue impact for 9901?
I said it was revenue neutral. The question and the challenge essentially was that it be revenue neutral with respect to schools. And if you look in the middle of the revenue impact statement, the amount going to schools, you'll see that, in fact, for that biennium, it's up $288,000.
So It does have a revenue impact, but not on... Is that correct?
Maybe I could take a minute and go through the revenue impacts a little more
okay.
thoroughly.
That hasn't changed from the way it was before, but it makes sense.
What you have with the bill is a change in the way in which privilege taxes are distributed. People that come under the new program, all of the privilege tax that they're paying goes to the state school fund and the community college support fund. And so these funds at the top then are new in a sense to the timber tax distribution. The privilege taxes, as I said, paid on the 100% for the new program go into that, and also 65% of the privilege taxes which are paid by those that remain under the 80-20 program go to the school funds. So you get some changes here in terms of the way property taxes are levied or they are collected. One is that the forest land values increase. They increase 3.75 times when you go from 20 to 70% assessment, and they increase a full 5 times essentially when you go to 100% assessment. So more property tax revenues are coming into the local district. And that, when you look in the middle of the revenue impact statement, we're talking about schools, you can see the reduction in the privilege tax. And that essentially, that is our forecast of what they would receive under current law. Privilege taxes go directly to schools. Instead, they go into the school fund and then are distributed to schools. So they lose all of the privilege tax that they would receive under current law. Then the property tax gets increased because forest land values go up. And you see that there's no increase as a result of school taxes on other property. Now, when you come down to other local governments, currently the severance taxes or the privilege taxes that they receive are offset against their levy. So as their privilege taxes go away, the billing rate goes up. All right? And that affects all property, not just forest land. So you see increases there in the property taxes going to other districts, both from the increase in forest land value and from the shifting, essentially, of the reduction in privilege tax to increased property tax on other landowners. And so then the question of revenue impact, we traditionally separate a tax shift from a revenue impact. And if you look at the net effect, in that biennium, it's an increase of $3,222,000. But when you separate that into a tax shift and a revenue impact, it shows as a negative.
Thank you for that explanation. She gives.
Uncle. Okay, any further discussion? Any objection? I think we just adopted the Dash 8 amendment, which replaced the Dash 7. The bill is back before us. So, Chair would move House Bill 3575 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Okay, ordered. So we'll go back to Ways and Means, amended, and we'll ask them to expedite it and bring it to the floor. Any other business before the committee? So we'll see you on the floor, and the next time we will meet will be at the call of the chair.
We're not meeting tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we will be meeting tomorrow. One bill. That's the call of the chair. Yeah, 595 one more time, and then we'll meet at the call of the chair. All right. We're adjourned.